Zach Taylor visiting with Runner High head football coach and athletic coordinator Will Compton. He has announced that he is actually stepping down from both of those positions after 3 years. And coach, I guess the big question is kind of what went into that thinking process, that process about maybe time for a change for you?
You know, we spent, you know, me and my wife and kids, we spent a lot of time, thinking and reflecting after the season was over with and just, you know, what direction our program was going. And, we spent a lot of time praying that, the direction that our program is going, and might have got to get them over that hump, might have got to lead them there. And, it just started, coming more clear to us that, we truly believe that Rutter's going to turn the corner and Rutter's going to, ultimately have the success, especially on the football field, that has been won. It's just one of those things where I didn't feel like I was going to be that guy that's going to be able to get them there. And, after going 6-24 over the last three seasons, and it's tough. It's tough as a coach to look back at that and we have a lot of victories that aren't measured on the scoreboard, but it's sometimes those things come through. And I just felt that this was a good time. It's about the same time that Rutter came open when I applied for the job, and so I wanted to give Bryan ISD and Rutter High School the best possible chance of getting the best candidate they could, by being able to get out there early.
And just to clarify, this was completely your decision. It wasn't as if the administration had approached you about this?
No, absolutely not. I've had great support from Dr. Wallace, when he was superintendent, Ben Mays, as our principal. Lance Angel's been fantastic. Him and Janice Williamson have been fantastic, for me. And they've given me nothing but support. And it's told me, if I wanted to, I was more than welcome back. So, they've been in my corner since day one, and couldn't ask for a better support team to be able to lean on in those tough times.
And you're going to stay on as athletic coordinator at least until they can find somebody to fill the position, correct?
Yes, sir. That's it's something that I take a lot of pride in as well. Being an athletic coordinator and. They felt that, with the transitions and them looking around for a new head coach, we've got a coach that's got on staff that's going to take over the football period. And then I'll stay on as athletic coordinator until they hire a new spot, a new person, and, still be out there supporting the kids and showing my love for them. And, until they hire a new guy, and then, I'll probably be still on the bleachers, showing my love. And, just excited about the direction of the sports that are coming up that are going in.
And we had talked about it, the hardest thing, I think, of moving on or leaving a job is leaving those that you've grown relationships with. Obviously, coaching is huge in that, and developing relationships with these players underneath you. I know you let them know today that you were going to be moving on. Obviously, that had to be pretty tough for you, right?
It is. I've been at several schools, and it's never any easier, and this one was probably the hardest of them all. Being here 3 years, you don't think that, how good a relationships could you build in that time, but the relationships that you build are amazing. These kids have, invested in our program and invested in our staff and, have done everything that we've asked. And I couldn't be prouder to see the growth that they've had over the past 3 years. Guys that were the freshman class that was here whenever I got here to see where they're at, as seniors, and those guys who are coming in as freshmen and seeing where they're at now, it's just an amazing transformation. And you get to see those kids and how much they've grown. And, it's like looking at completely different people. And I'm sure they see me the same way as a different coach as from what I was when I first got here.
Being a head coach for the first time for over these past 3 years, I know you'd been an offensive coordinator at several big schools before that. And hindsight's always 20/20. Is there anything that you might have done differently, or if you had to choose it, would you do it all over again the same way?
I think there's always things that you could go back and you could change, as far as just the minor details. Would I set up my program any different? Absolutely not. My beliefs are, they're who I am. That's who I've been ingrained with. And so, the setup of our program and the way that we ran our program would be, pretty much the same, could we have done this detail or that detail maybe a little different? Yeah, sure. But that's it's a mini program that you can look back and say those type of things. But I'm proud of the program that we've developed over the past 3 years, and proud that my name was on it.
You mentioned you're going to be staying on as athletic coordinator at least until they can find somebody to fill the position, and then you mentioned maybe even after that still being in the stand. So what does the future look like for Will Compton?
You know, right now, I mean, we're just, you know, we're trusting God and where we need to be. You know, a lot of jobs are starting to open up right now, and so I'll begin putting in applications for some jobs just in different spots around the state, and, you know, just try to see, you know, where God leads me. You know, I know that, you know, I have a lot to offer a school district, and I have a lot to offer kids, and so, you know, I know that I'll end up in the exactly where I need to be.
Will Compton, Rudder High head football coach and athletic coordinator, stepping down after 3 years. Coach, thank you so very much for your time. Really do appreciate it. Good luck in the future, and I know I'll probably be seeing you around these next few weeks.
I appreciate everything that y'all have done. Y'all have done a great job of covering the Rangers, and look forward to seeing you.